We are continuing the cavalcade of the arts now. I am Katie Carter, and we are talking about the Bemidji arts scene right now. This weekend, Bemidji will be celebrating the one-year anniversary of the Watermark Art Center's new location, which has really become an incredible addition to our community. So first, I'll talk about what's going on at the Watermark. In addition to their exhibits, they've got the It's Only Clay exhibit going on in the big gallery that you can see when you're driving down Bemidji Avenue as you look in the big windows. And then in the Mekonon Gallery, they've got She Stitches Fancy with a couple Native American artists that are doing quill work and bead working, and that's incredible. And of course, the Harlow Clevin Gallery is also amazing. A lot of really cool pottery and wall art in there as well right now. But because of the first anniversary celebration, they've got some special things going on at the Watermark this weekend. Tonight, they're launching their annual tree ornament fundraiser, and the ornaments are all made by local artists, and they're available for purchase, with all the proceeds going to the Watermark. And that sale is going to go on as long as they have ornaments to sell. Tomorrow, the artists that are in the Mekonon Gallery, that She Stitches Fancy exhibit, Robin Van Wert and Pamela Iceman, they'll be demonstrating bead and quill work. And when I say quill work, I mean baskets made out of porcupine quills. They are magical little treasures, and I would recommend anybody who's ever seen one or has an interest to go check out this demonstration. It'll be going on from 10 a.m. to 2 p.m. tomorrow, and that's in the Mekonon Gallery inside the Watermark Art Center. Also tomorrow afternoon, December 8th, the second Saturday kids art class will be going on from 1 to 2:30. It's for kids ages 6 and up. And you can just drop your kids off and they'll be making snowflake decorations. And as a parent, I can say this would be the perfect time to drop your kid off and then go do some Christmas shopping without them. So there is a small fee for allowing them to be dropped off and for the supplies and everything. But I think it's well worth it. And the kids will have a great time. And honestly, they'll kind of like not being with you, parents. So drop them off, let them get creative, and go do your Christmas shopping. And then the holiday open house wrap-up, Sunday, December 9th, that'll be the actual, official first anniversary celebration. There'll be food and drinks, and it is a ticketed event. So there is I think the tickets are $15, but each ticket purchase includes a chance to win a piece of pottery. So that's pretty amazing. And all of the pottery over there is incredible, and it's made by local people. So it doesn't get much better than that. And on the first Friday art walk for today, and these shows will be up throughout the month, but they're opening tonight, at Dunn Brothers, Maddie Stone, she's been primarily a portrait artist. I understand the new show is really unique and worth checking out. The Wild Hair Bistro, Marlon Davidson and Don Knutson's show Past and Present will be up and amazing. They have multidimensional mixed media wall art. They kind of combine natural elements like sticks and other things found out in nature. They combine that with the sophisticated combinations of color and texture, and it's really intriguing and inspiring and thought-provoking. And somehow they make it really harmonious. So check out the show with the Wild Hair. Butch Holden will have his ceramic studio open today from 3 to 6 p.m. If you have somebody who loves pottery, go check out Butch Holden's studio today from 3 to 6 and knock off that person's Christmas present. Gallery North is hosting their holiday boutique from 2 to 6 p.m. today. They'll have all kinds of things for sale, from beautiful wood-turned pieces to stone collage art, quilts, rugs, all kinds of stuff that's handcrafted and really high quality and made from people right here in the Bemidji area. And it is time for my yearly reminder for people to buy local art for your holiday shopping. Seek out the local stuff, the earrings, the towels, the wooden bowls, the ceramics, the paintings, the prints. I think your friends and loved ones will love you more if you give them something created by a person you actually have access to rather than something you can buy at a big box store. Oh, and that reminds me. Tomorrow at the Wild Hare, there's an incredible jewelry show going on. Monica Hansmeyer of Seven Sisters Design and Hattie Peterson will be selling their handcrafted jewelry at the Wild Hare. Again, it starts at 9 o'clock in the morning. Lots of amazing stone settings and sea glass settings. I've been watching parts of the show come together via their Facebook pages and their Instagram pages. And I would encourage anybody who has a female in their life or anybody who has somebody in their life that likes to wear jewelry to go to the Wild Hare and buy something for that person that you know who loves jewelry, because they're going to love it and it's going to be one of a kind and it will have been made by two of the most amazing women in Bemidji. Oh, and there's one more thing. The Northwest Indian Community Development Center is hosting a really, really important show tonight from 3 to 7 o'clock. 15 Native American artists will be on hand with an array of art from beading, birch bark baskets, black ash, split jewelry, paintings, quill work, and baby quilts and moccasins. Well, it'll also go on next Saturday too, but be sure to stop in and support those local artists. The Northwest Indian Community Development Center is at 1819 Bemidji Avenue. It's right behind Slumberland. So don't forget to check that out. There's all kinds of cool art to buy for people for the holidays. Go buy it, support local artists, and encourage them to keep creating. So that's the report from Bemidji.
Area Voices made possible by the Arts and Cultural Heritage Fund and the citizens of Minnesota. Katie, are you still with us?
Yes.
Favorite Christmas cookie?
Not really, but I'm getting there. Yes. There. I'm here now.
Favorite, talk to me. Favorite Christmas cookie?
Favorite Christmas cookie. Oh my gosh. You know, I like a spritz.
There you go.
Mm-hmm. And do you know what the spritz is?
That's also spritz. John's fave.
I will eat them until I feel sick.
Yes.
But
you can also get like anything, you can get a bad spritz too. And then they're just like.
Sometimes, but I think sometimes it's because like the, something didn't get blended. Like I'll get a weird taste of like a chunk of, I don't know, baking soda or something weird. And it's like, ooh, that was weird. But then if I have another spritz, that'll wash it right away.
Yeah. And then a lot of times you'll see
cover it with a good flavor.
You'll see colored spritz too. Not necessarily. Yeah. Yeah. But I like the ones decorated with the little sprinkles or maybe some BBs on them or things like that.
My grandma always made the spritzes. And maybe that's part of it. It makes me think of her, but boy, they're good.
Mm.
And terrible for you.